This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, with the drier weather that's persisted over the past few years, and with historically low snowpacks this winter, the Mississippi River is not going to be returning to more normal levels anytime soon. This is especially true in the lower regions of the river system, where there are no lock and dam systems to help regulate the water levels. The upper system and its tributaries enjoy this level of water control. So what are we looking at for the lower Mississippi and how that can affect our ag trade? We'll find out coming up right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
We all know that the Mississippi River is a vital artery for the Midwest and the Corn Belt for getting grain out and getting goods up to us from the Gulf Coast. Jason Selking is a regional general manager with Consolidated Grain and Barge, and he says the situation we've been dealing with these past few years has had a ripple effect on the grain shipments and the ag freight that comes back to us from the Gulf.
Those issues caused smaller size tows from maybe 42 barge tows down to as small as 25, which further restricts the speed and the velocity that grain can move along the inland river system on its way to export, which further compounds things for our American farmer, as that causes a slowdown in ability to take grain for export from them as they are in their middle of their harvest, as it was the last 2 years.
And now that reduced capacity on the river does have an impact on grain prices that farmers get at their local elevators. The basis price has been fluctuating with the ups and downs of these facilities being able to move these products efficiently, especially when they have a barge to fill or a rail to fill to get to those barges. If they don't have any grain moving or don't have an opening to move contract grain, they're not offering as good of a price.
To the degree we can, it would be wonderful if we could start a preventative or predictive dredging program so that annually in those trouble spots that have been identified or were issues in the last 2 seasons, it'd be wonderful if we could preemptively dredge those sections of the river to maintain adequate transit opportunities.
Selking says that farmers need to take advantage of any opportunity that presents itself because we have no way of predicting what the weather is going to do and what the quality of the water flow will be on the Mississippi River.
Well, I would certainly suggest that farmers take the opportunity while we have good river levels, while we are not pricing in extremely high barge freight levels as a result of low water because they're not here today. If they find those opportunities, I would recommend them take opportunity to price ahead their grain in times where they would believe that are advantageous to them.
But Selking says we also need to make sure our voices are heard in the halls of Congress and remind lawmakers how important this vital waterway is to the economy between the mountain ranges.
We need to continue to, as agriculture as a whole, need to be advocates of ourselves. And as large users of the inland river system, we should be advocating for policy that would be advantageous to the grain flow as it would be to the export Gulf.
And just to put it all in perspective, the Mississippi River set low-level records in each of the past 2 years around the Memphis area. This region of the river is vital for ag trade and goods, but it also creates some of the biggest headaches along the route. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.